جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، تسبح له السماوات السبع تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم إنه كان حليما غفورا. In the previous session we spoke about the meaning of tasbih. Tasbih is the best type of adoration, the best type of remembrance, أفضل الذكر. It's the best type of praising God, is to say tasbih. And the literal meaning of tasbih is to sanctify. When we say subhanallah, we are saying that we sanctify God from all shortages, from all deficiencies, and also from all needs. God is the supreme and ultimate example of perfection in this universe. So the meaning of tasbih is to clear God from all sorts of naqais, deficiencies, and uyub, and faults. And it is the best time of remembrance, the best type of dhikr. Is when you say subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. And also I mentioned last week that tasbih does not apply only to us, the humans. The entire universe, all the creatures, including the inanimate creatures. Inanimate means that those who do not have aql or brain or reason, inanimate, they also sanctify God. وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ In chapter 13, God says even thunder praises his hymn. وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ In another chapter, God says about the birds. وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتٍ كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ Birds spreading their wings, safat. Kullun, each one of them knows their prayers and their praise. It means they know how to praise God. They know how to pray. Kullun qad'a, we have inspired them, taught them how to praise God. In Surah Sad, chapter 38, God speaks about David, Dawood. إِنَّا سَخَّرْنَا الْجِبَالَ مَعَهُ We compelled the mountain. سَخَّرْنَا We compelled the mountains here on earth. إِنَّا سَخَّرْنَا الْجِبَالَ مَعَهُ يُسَبِّحْنَا بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقِ They praise with him, with David. When he praises God, the mountains, they too praise God بِالْعَشِيِّ in the evening at eventide. والإشراق at the break of the day. Every day, in the evening and the morning, the mountains praises God. They sanctify God. Now, we know how to do tasbih. We the people, we have two types of tasbih. The verbal, when you say subhanallah, with your mouth, with your tongue, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. The second is the spiritual, in your heart. Sometimes your mouth does not move, your tongue does not move, but the heart is sanctifying and praising God. The heart is connecting to God. You praise God with your heart, with your mind. So these are two types of tasbih that we perform. How does other creatures in this universe, the mountains, the birds, the storms, the rocks, how do they praise God? Muslim scholars say there are two ways. The first way, tasbih in the Quran is a metaphor, the tasbih of other creatures. It's a metaphor, not literal, meaning that the sun, the moon, other creatures, animals, plants, they sanctify God when they follow His order and they submit to Him. This is the meaning of tasbih. They say to God, yes, sir. لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرُ وَلَلَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارُ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Every planet runs in its own orbit, an order, an organization. They don't fall behind. So this is how they sanctify God and pray to God and adore God. This is their own way when they listen to God. Their obedience, their listening to God is a type of worship. And therefore, in the Quran, we find some verses in relation to this type of definition of tasbih. These verses says, مَا مِن دَابَّةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ آخِذٌ بِنَاصِيَتِهَا إِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. There is no dabba. Dabba is a creature. Anything that moves, including us. We move on earth. We walk on earth. Anything that moves on earth, whether big or small, but God has taken it from its forehead, directing them, giving them guidance and direction. So this is how they submit to God. The second verse in Surah Al-Dukhan, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَحْيَ دُخَانٌ فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ اِتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. The heaven and the earth, they follow God without any delinquency, in a very organized, meticulous, precise way. Do you know that you can know about the sunrise not tomorrow, 50 years from now, you can get and calculate the exact timing with a fraction of a second, what time the sun is going to rise here in Costa Mesa, Irvine area, and what time this sun 50 years from now is going to set. This is due to God's organization. لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي. This is mentioned in the Quran. This is not something new for us, the Muslims. This is what God telling us in the book. He says the sun and the moon, they run meticulously, on time, without any delay. Without any delay, with a fraction of a second. This is why nowadays, it is easier for us Muslims to know the beginning of the lunar month and the end of the lunar month. We should not have any controversy and any fight. Maybe 100 years ago, people had to depend on seeing the moon. Nowadays, through calculations, which is 99.9% is correct and accurate, we can determine the beginning and the end of the month. لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ. The sun would not overrun the moon, neither the moon will be delayed. They run according to strict organization. So this is the meaning of their tasbih. This is how they sanctify God. However, the second opinion says, no. Tasbih means literal here. They do speak the same way we speak, but we don't understand their language. And that is in chapter 17, Surah Al-Isra. تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. The seven heavens and the earth and whatever in between them and on them, praise and hymn the praise of God. They sanctify God. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ, there is not a thing in this universe save to praise God. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ includes everything, every creature, even the inanimate, even the materials, who does not have a brain system and nerve system, they do praise. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِن, but, لَا تَفْقَهُونَ, you cannot comprehend their praise. They have a special language, special code to use. The Muslim philosopher Mullah Sadra al-Shirazi, Sadr al-Mutaallihin, the greatest philosopher in the history, not only Islam but mankind, from Shiraz, Sadr al-Mutaallihin, 400 years ago. He says that every creature in this universe has some degree of comprehension, idrak, comprehension. Even this podium, this piece of wood, even the microphone, even the wall, the stone, they have a level. Does not reach the level of the humans, does not reach the brain and the intellectual capacity of the humans, but they do understand, they do feel. They have some sort of feeling and comprehension, idrak. It varies from object to object. It varies, but they do understand. And therefore he believes that they praise God in their own language, but we don't understand. We don't get the language. Can we understand the language of the birds? We can't. In the early morning, you hear the birds singing in your backyard. Can you tell what they are saying? You can't. But God says, Dawood, he understood. Sulaiman understood. We gave them the code, the password, to understand the language of the animals, the beasts, the birds. They understand them. So they have a language, and therefore their tasbih is not mechanical, according to the first definition, that they just follow the order. But it is spiritual too. They have feeling. A few years ago, I visited a museum in New York City. Amazing museum. It's a museum about sculptures made of stones and rocks. The name of that museum, if you want to check it out, it's named after a Japanese-American artist. The name of that museum, the Esumo Noguchi Garden Museum. That artist who built this museum, he also wrote an autobiography about himself. The name of his book is very, subhanAllah, it reminded me of a verse in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. The name of his autobiography is Listening to Stone. He says, I can listen to the stone. I can communicate and understand the language of those rocks and stones because I deal with them. And this is a verse in the Quran. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَحْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Some of the stones, verily some of them, they crash down out of fear of God. They communicate with God. They praise God. They fear God. They understand God. So everything in this world of existence worships God and praises God, including stones and rocks. I feel sorry for the humans who do not worship God. I feel sorry for the humans who say, I don't feel God in my life. Because they drew the curtain between themselves and God. وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَحْتَجِبُ عَنْ خَلْقِكَ إِلَّا أَنْ تَحْجُبُهُمُ الْأَعْمَالُ دُونَكَ. You do not disappear from your creatures unless they, through their own sins, they draw this partition and this curtain between them and you. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين